of our adversaries strengthening ties. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what China's top diplomat says. His visit to Russia is all about deepening their relations. He'll meet directly with Russian leader Vladimir Putin amid U.S. concerns China could give Russia weapons to use in Ukraine.
No one can turn away their eyes from the atrocities Russia is committing against the Ukrainian people. It's abhorrent.
That was President Biden, who has one more big meeting before leaving Poland today with our Eastern European NATO allies.
Today, Biden meeting with the Bucharest 9 in Warsaw to discuss their concerns, including Russia pulling out of the last nuclear arms control treaty with the United States. This treaty limits the number of deployed nuclear warheads to 1,550.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. While in Poland, the president did keep up with what's happening in East Palestine, Ohio.
President Biden was briefed on the EPA's latest efforts to hold Norfolk Southern accountable. The agency will now take over cleanup efforts 3 weeks after that toxic train derailment. The EPA administrator says officials will work with residents to make sure they feel safe.
Fox's Brooke Singman. For the second day in a row, the Supreme Court will consider challenges legal protections social media companies have for their content. Today's case involves Twitter and terror posts. Yesterday it was YouTube.
The family of Noemi Gonzalez, who was killed in the 2015 Paris terror attacks, argue Google, owner of YouTube, allowed ISIS to post videos that helped recruit and incite violence. Legal experts say changes to Section 230 would fall on Congress.
Congress should take this very seriously.
That's Gonzalez's stepfather, Jose Hernandez, outside the Supreme Court.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. It's a stormy time for millions of Americans. Wintry warnings stretch from California to northern New England. It'll be blizzard conditions from Wyoming to the Dakotas to Minnesota.
An unprecedented three-day weather event.
St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter, they could get 2 feet of snow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's going to be a new member of Congress, and for the first time in Virginia's history, it'll be a black woman. Democrat Jennifer McClellan won a special election defeating Republican Leon Benjamin.
We can prove that when we come together and we care more about doing the work and solving the problems than the sound bites and the show, that we can help people.
McClellan will take the only vacant seat in the House, replacing Donald McEachin, a Democratic congressman who died weeks after he was reelected last November. Abortion could be on the ballot in yet another state.
Two Ohio pro-choice groups have submitted language aimed at crafting a state constitutional amendment guaranteeing access to abortion. The measure has been delivered to the state's attorney general. If approved, campaigners would still need to collect enough signatures in order to qualify to be on the fall ballot. Abortion in Ohio is legal up to 22 weeks of pregnancy, but there are fears those against the procedure could limit or ban it after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, leaving the issue up to individual states. Tom Graham, Fox News.
This could have been bad. We're learning there was a problem securing internal U.S. military email.
An extraordinary leak of sensitive but unclassified government data included emails and personal data pertaining to U.S. Special Operations Command. A DOD server was left exposed for 2 weeks in total. About 3 terabytes worth of data had been accessible. A senior U.S. defense official confirmed the breach of the exposed server to Fox News. The leak, which now has been fixed, was found by a cybersecurity researcher and first reported by the news outlet TechCrunch, who alerted the Pentagon Sunday. A spokesperson for U.S. Special Command tells the outlet that they can confirm that no one hacked into any of their information systems. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up slightly. The day after the worst sell-off of the year, the Dow fell almost 700 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.